At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Our final hour of the week here. Been a good week, been a pretty good week. So let's finish up strong. We got some calls in here. Anybody else wants to get? We never heard from a Bravo, right? I don't believe we've ever had a Bravo on the show before. So,
well, there's one in the Twitch chat. I don't know if it's the same guy.
Maybe. Yeah. It's not that guy that was gay in high school, right?
He's still gay.
Yeah, it wasn't a phase.
No. Oh, he's still gay. I don't know. I'm not going to assume, yeah, but I do know he was gay in high school because that's what they called him in high school.
Yeah, no, that's a good dude.
Right.
I don't believe Bravo is that guy.
No, Bravo's not that guy. No. Different guy. No. Let's bring Bravo in here. Hey, Bravo. Bravo.
Yeah, I'm not gay. I don't know who y'all are thinking of, but
that's not you.
Yeah, that's not me. I just wanted to call and talk Lance off the ledge a little bit. That's all.
Okay,
about the Astros.
Please do. I'm more than willing to be put in a better mood.
Yeah. So the first thing is there's a couple big differences between the Texans and the Astros. The first one being the Astros never really had players asked to be traded because of incompetence. They've made decisions, and these were all baseball decisions. They were all based on things that were happening on the field. Versus the Texans, their decisions were based on things that happened outside of the field. For example, the stuff with Easterby and Cal not doing anything about it, that's terrible. Now you can look at Jim Crane and say he did too much with the Astros by firing Luno, but I mean, he got another GM, James Click, and they went back to another World Series, so they made it happen again. Why wouldn't we be able to replicate that at some point in time in the future here?
Well, I don't think the two organizations, Bravo, are similar. Tried to make that clear. I think there's competent people running the Astros. I think the ownership right now at the Astros was stronger than what it was for the Texans when the Texans were being run by some guys who had ill intentions in place, frankly, in my opinion, Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. And they were incompetent at player evaluations and player, especially roster management. My concern is they're going to end up like the Texans it really feels more like the Astros in a 2007, you know, after about 2008, 2009, 2010, that slide when all the players were Biggio gone, Bagwell gone, Berkman and Royo, they traded them maybe a year too late. And so I'm worried about that. Yeah. I'm worried about that slide more than I'm not worried about. I don't think the Astros would be a poorly run team. What I am concerned about is the minor league not being robust and strong. I don't really trust this team from a draft and develop standpoint. Who's the last great player they drafted and developed? That's my big concern. I guess it was Hunter Brown. Maybe Jeremy.
Yeah, Pena,
but that was 22.
Yeah, Jeremy Pena. I got a lot of hope for the Eulola kid, the pitcher.
Yeah, he's highly regarded.
You're right. You're right. It's not that promising, but I can tell you this: the level of confidence that the Astros have instilled in fans over the years versus the Texans, I think you should give them a little bit more grace. We got banners over there at Dykin Park.
Yeah, that's fair. It's fair. And I don't dislike the Astros management or anything like that. I really don't. And Jim Crane, I get what Jim Crane's doing. He's been right way more times than he's been wrong by letting guys walk. It's just that that's fine if you want to follow that model, but it's really a non-starter. You must keep the minor leagues cranked up. You got to have next man up. And if you fail with your draft and develop, then you have to start trading players so you add more stock in to choose from in your minor leagues. That's all I'm saying. And it's a painful thing trying to – it'd be one thing. If the Astros were really out of this thing, if they were 10 games back, they were 8 games back, it's a lot easier to make trades when you're out of it. It's a lot harder when you're right there in a bad division. So I don't begrudge them. I'm just frustrated personally because I don't see a way forward as a roster building. When I go through roster building, I don't really see the way forward for the Astros because Altuve, Hunter Brown, Jeremy Peña likely to be non-factors within 3 years for them, either through age for Altuve or on different rosters for the other two guys. So hopefully, you know, there's the young guys, as you mentioned, who are coming up, who end up – it wouldn't be the first time that somebody kind of came up out of nowhere. It's in a great example now, but Yiner Diaz was that guy. Remember that, John? Yiner Diaz, no one had talked about Yiner Diaz, and all of a sudden he was better. God, I can't remember the name of the catcher who was a big deal who they ended up trading because Yiner Diaz ended up being better than the catcher who was drafted, you know, who was the drafted prospect that was supposed to be really good. Lee, was his last name Lee?
Yeah.
What was his name? And Yiner Diaz ended up killing it in the minor leagues, and then he killed it as a rookie. And now he's just kind of unfortunately slid back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not thanking Dusty for that right now.
Yeah, well, maybe Dusty was right on him.
No, Dusty said we would thank him later because he didn't develop him as a rookie. But that's not the case.
The coin has spoken.
Corey Lee, thank you, Bravo.
Yeah, and where's Corey? Corey,
I think that Bravo is from the chat who called in. He's right, Corey Lee. Corey Lee was ahead of, that was supposed to be the guy. And then, you know, Yiner was a great example of, at the time I was like, boy, this is great. The Astros, you know, you're getting people who just, you didn't expect, and look how he's hitting. Corey Lee right now has got one home run and 3 RBIs for the White Sox. Could be a revenge game for Corey Lee tonight.
Maybe Corey Lee will play tonight. Maybe not.
Maybe he will. He's 27 years old and he's got, No, he has not played this. He hasn't played this year. I don't know where Corey Lee is, but clearly he wasn't the guy.
No. Thanks, Bravo. We appreciate it. Let's get Chris in the Woodlands in here. He wants to talk Astros as well. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. So I wanted to change what the guy said a minute ago, Lance. You had said earlier that you don't see a way through this with the Astros. And I disagree with you. You actually said the way. You just, I think, are kind of like me, know that Jim Crane and them won't do it. The way is to trade Yordan. I love Yordan. But Juan Soto brought a haul, James Wood, a bunch of other guys. They lost some pitchers back then with Washington. They lost Strasburg. They lost Scherzer. They traded Soto. And now they're above 500 a couple years later. So to your point, is it that we just want to make the playoffs and Crane make a couple of playoff games income, or do we want to think long-term? I think you do know the way of thinking long term, but you just know, just like I do, they ain't gonna do it. We're just gonna sit here and kind of watch it dissipate, and then actually spend more time trying to rebuild it. Now, I'll ask this, and this is something I don't know the answer to. We always talk about spending Jim Crane's money. I never want to do that. I know, John, you'll spend his airline gas money, but I don't want to spend his money for the major leagues. So my question is, where does he rank financially to other owners or like the team? We always say we let players walk. And is that just because of his philosophy, or do we actually have the money to spend? It's just his philosophy. I don't think I've ever asked that or maybe heard the answer. Like, do we have the money to pay these guys, and we're just middle finger and saying, this just isn't our philosophy?
Well, first of all, okay, hold on a second. You don't want to be mediocre, but you trade away Juan Soto and you're 2 games over 500. That's still mediocre.
Yeah, but you got 2 great players, and there's no and
yeah. But
Juan
that's
Soto
great.
Is
you're still 2 games.
All right,
over
go
500.
Take go tell me where Juan Soto's team is if we're going to do that.
Well, but that's one of that's the worst. Fine. Teams look where in Kyle baseball. Tucker is. Kyle Tucker sucks, and you picked up 3 guys for him.
I know, but you're making a point about one player. That player, look where he is now. He's with the Mets. They stink. So it's not like just because you have Juan Soto, you're going to be the truth.
No. I'm not saying that. But his point was, look what the haul they got, and they're 2 games over .500.
Well, so, but still got good value.
You're in about the same place as they are.
No, but
they picked up all these great young players.
You're equating that. They actually did a good job on that trade.
They actually did do a good job, and they're still 2 games over .500.
Because one trade doesn't do it. A GM's job is more than a trade. You still have to build and develop pitching staffs and all that. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into it than one trade.
Absolutely.
That's not fair to equate Juan Soto trade.
And one trade for Yordan doesn't mean that you're going to be good in the future.
It gives you more options, though.
Well, obviously it gives you more options, but you're not the Washington Nationals. You're not.
No, you're actually
you've been
worse
one
right
of
now.
The best. You had the best run in baseball over a 10-year span this
right.
century.
But what does it have to do with right now?
Well, because you're not a seller. You're just not. You're
I
just
know,
not.
But what does being good for a decade have to do with where they are currently on their roster, where they are as a team?
Well,
they're not a very talented roster.
Jim Crane told you, as an owner, I am not going to give up trying.
No, I get that. I'm analyzing the roster. The roster's not very good. You told me before the season that they had the worst outfield in all of baseball. You're never a good baseball team if your entire outfield is the worst in baseball. And it's probably is true. You got one of the worst starting pitching staffs over the course of the year. It's in the bottom third. Like, What about this? I don't care how good they were. I care about right now. And Yordan, you know, you don't usually trade. And Yordan doesn't cost cost an arm and a leg
can
either.
We
let's be honest.
Not talk about that. They're not trading Yordan.
They're not trading Yordan. Yes, that's the way. That's the way to give you the best shot quickly is moving Yordan and Jeremy Peña. I mean, you could end up getting loaded with tremendous young talent. You could end up making a run. Robert Flores said, who is that? Mark DeRosa said that. They could be set for a long time if they did it. But that's just not Jim Crane's M.O. Right. But Jim Crane also, to be fair to Jim Crane, he doesn't want to give. Look at what the Mets have. Francisco Lindor has a 10-year deal for $341 million. They've got Juan Soto on a $750 million deal, some crazy ass deal for Juan Soto for 15 years. Look at that. That's not what you want. 15 years, $765 million.
Yeah.
Lindor, 10 years, $341 million.
Well,
and what is that getting them? Nothing.
Well, and you look at the I just saw yesterday the Dodgers are paying $119 million. In salary tax fees, okay? The Mets are even more, okay? Yeah. So
one team's winning, one team's
not. And he asked,
not.
Is Jim Crane – Jim Crane's not stupid like that.
He doesn't want to give away dumb deals.
He's just not doing that.
You got to give dumb deals, and Jim Crane is just – what sucks is that Jim Crane as a businessman is being smart. As a baseball owner for his team and for his city, he's making it hard on his fans to stay connected, because the method that he's using, you know, if baseball had a salary cap or had a length of service contract where they said your contracts can't go any longer than this, which I think makes sense. I mean, basketball and football, they love shorter contracts.
That said, he's been the best owner this city's ever had.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
And I don't know that it's even close.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to last more than 10 years at the top.
It's not. This is a tough one. It's a really tough one.
And they're trying.
Because Jim Crane, I'm pissed off that all the players keep leaving, and yet, objectively speaking, he'd be stupid to give out some of the contracts that market value. Now, I do wonder, John, if he's involved long enough, because based on some things you've said to me in the past and to this show, is he actively a participant when a guy hits the open market? It's almost like he just calls it quits. Is he an aggressive suitor when a guy hits the open market? Because some of these guys like Alex Bregman, you know, Bregman didn't get the deal that he was expecting to get right out of the gate. Carlos Correa didn't get the deal he was expecting to get.
We've seen him make offers that aren't competitive. Yeah, we've seen it.
You are or aren't?
But you know what? That's the limit he'll go to.
Yeah.
The 6 years, 150. That was it. That was all. I mean, and you don't want that? Okay, well then, bye. and that wasn't going to be competitive with the market, that's fine. But that's what I'll pay, and that's it. And you know what? In a lot of cases, he's right. Bregman, has Bregman been worth all of that money?
No.
Has Kyle Tucker been worth all the money that they paid him? Was Carlos worth all the money that they paid him?
No. And that's why most of the times he's been right on that.
He's been right.
Yeah.
All right, we got a break. We're up against it. We got to talk about fantasy, okay? Your fantasy draft at the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's where we're going to have our fantasy draft. Keep on listening, and you can be part of our league. We've got they've got draft packages available, including buckets of beer, pizzas, wings, food credits. All right, it's awesome, awesome, awesome. You do your draft on the big screen, right? The wives come; they're at the pool. You guys play golf in the morning. You gamble. You got a beautiful room there. Why would you not have, instead of just a bunch of smelly guys getting together in a room and drafting? Why not make it an event? I got a buddy. Shu and his brother, they do a golf trip every year. They rent a house. They do their draft. It's just so much fun. Nothing against the way they do it, but the DraftKings Sportsbook and the Golden Nugget Lake Charles sounds a lot better to me. Plus, you got the golf course right there, too. Look, tomorrow, Drew Baldridge is there. You like Drew Baldridge? Let's go. Next weekend is Jamie Johnson. Pat Green is coming up. Melissa Etheridge. They got everything you could possibly need, and the DraftKings Sportsbook is unbelievable. You're looking for a great place to have your fantasy draft? Let's go. Get on over to goldennugget.com/Lake Charles. Goldennugget.com. All right, welcome back. I mean, we could play it. Anybody else? Elliot has got something that he learned from the show this week. What did you learn on the show this week? You get one sentence to tell us. It's how we start the week. What did you learn this weekend? In one sentence.
Right.
And at the end of the week, what did you learn on the show this week? Did we learn anything from the show this week? That's
well, we had the Brinkman controversy. Ruth versus Rolf.
We did have the Brinkman controversy.
Yeah. Now we got to get down to the bottom of why the streaming commercial looks
streaming. Streaming
on the app. Maybe that one was thrown out. And yet it hit the stream.
Perhaps.
Did our former social media director, Sam, do shady business on the way out?
Did she sabotage us?
Maybe.
She's a social media director for an entire school district now. So maybe she thought...
What does she do there?
I don't know. Post kids doing TikTok dances after math classes? I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
I just know this. I'm lucky because I've got a son who knows everything in the world. He knows everything. So I'm very lucky to have somebody who you may think you know more than him, but you don't. He knows it.
I learned that Lance's wife is reading The Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't watch the movie until she finishes?
I can, but I said I'll wait for you because we never go to movies anymore.
Okay.
We used to go to 3 movies a week, and we had kids. Now we go to 0 movies in the last like 3 years together. Mm. We don't even watch them at home together. Nothing. No shows. She's busy doing puzzles and reading.
That sounds
things
boring.
That are outside of your purview.
Yeah, puzzles is the. I tell her right now. She goes, "You want to do some puzzling with me?" I said, "That's a verb.
Is that what they call it?"
Yeah, they call it puzzling.
That is puzzling.
It's called puzzling.
It's puzzling that she would ask you about that.
Not an adverb. Puzzling. It's puzzling. It is a verb to
like
to
spelunking,
puzzling,
climbing, hiking. It's puzzling.
To puzzle. Yeah.
To puzzle, huh?
To puzzle. No, you are puzzled.
One who is actively putting a puzzle together is called puzzling.
I don't think that's proper.
I don't know. She says it. It bothers me.
I think it should bother you.
She goes, you want to do this? I don't like reading.
It's puzzling that someone as educated as she is would say that. That's
what
puzzling.
Would say that she's puzzling?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is it a verb? One who is putting a puzzle together, whether to do if you're throwing.
Well, I type it in. Now, this apparently comes from dictionary.com. Puzzling means hard to understand, confusing,
right.
Or the hobby of doing games like crosswords and jigsaws.
Yeah, So there you go, John. She's highly educated and used it properly.
And correct.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's got a law degree. She knows how to say things.
That's puzzling.
She's a stay-at-home lawyer.
The whole thing is puzzling. Let's see what Elliot has learned on the show this week. Hey, Elliot.
Morning, guys. Another week in the books of Hall of Fame content. Thanks for the soccer and WNBA insight. That was great. Entertained as always. But what I learned, that Lance does a great Stephen Adams impression. I was crying laughing at that yesterday.
Yeah, I was just out of nowhere. Well, it was easy for me when we found out that Reed Shepard's been lifting weights with Kevin Durant. And all I did was just say, what are you going to put plates on there, mate? You can't just have bar. You can't just lift bar, mate. You got to put plates on there. Put a couple, at least 25s. 125 on each side. Got to have something on there, mate. You're lifting a golf club, mate. It's not heavy. Lifting weights with Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, I learned that on the show this week.
Reed is bigger, though. He is. He looks bigger. He's got. I learned that on the show that Reed looks like he looks a little different. Like he's all grossed up. He looks like he's been a little done a little time in the NBA now, and now he's got
a
new hair.
Time.
He's got new hair. He's got new facial hair. New hair.
That stuff's going away.
Some new muscles. It's not. I don't know why you
haircut,
think all of a sudden he's cleaning
getting,
it up. And
that's his offseason
look.
He's
going to go back to bulk.
I'm telling you when. Did he? I'm telling you, when it's time for media day, he ain't going to look like that.
Bet. We'll
okay.
Watch.
You think Reed Shepard's going to?
Yes.
No chance.
Reed's got a new look, dude.
No chance.
No, that
no chance.
Could be. It this, could be an off-season
this,
lazy
this is
thing.
Off-season. I'm not in front of cameras.
He's got a new look.
No.
Why wasn't he that? We in the off-season last year, he wasn't like that.
When they took, I don't remember. I don't remember exactly what it looked because I don't care that much. But this is not going to be a thing when the regular season happens.
Reed's got a new look.
Media day, he will be clean shaven. He might have a beard, but he may have facial hair, but it ain't going to be that beard, and the hair will be cut. We got multiple people who want to tell us what they learned.
Well, I forgot that Cam Smith is getting a base running lessons from Jose Altuve.
That's not true. That came after.
That, I saw it on Twitter.
That came after we found out from Reed's own mouth that he's been working out with Kevin Durant lifting. Like, are you working shooting? Are you shooting too? Are you working on shooting stuff, or are you just lifting with Kevin? You can't be
right.
Lifting with Kevin.
Dell, who's next?
We move to Ryan. Ryan, what'd you learn on the show this week?
I learned per Yanni Wood that it's not just pronounced roof, it's pronounced
roof. There's a lot of R's in it now. That's right?
Yeah. At least on the stream there is. Let's get to Tom on a headset. What did you learn from the show this week?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Hey, well, I learned, just like my daughter, little snacks will ruin family game night.
That's true. He ruins everything right now, but game night was just the latest. It's just the latest. We tried to play Clue, the Office version. We have to play participatory games. We can't just sit there and play a game like Clue. There's just too many ADHD people in my family. You can't just sit there and play a Clue where you don't even, but it's a different type of Clue. It's the Office Clue. Nope, we're not doing that.
No.
That's the last time I ever played that game.
You know what I just learned? Did you see what Vanessa Richardson just posted?
Yeah, she's on
on NBA Today on ESPN today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to go, Vanessa.
Don't worry. The city's going to lose her at some point here soon.
Yeah, we are.
All grown up and on ESPN.
She did a show here for people who don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. She got her start in the biz.
No, that's
not
true.
Well, that's not accurate.
It kind of is.
She's Channel 2. She interviewed Jeff Leno after all the.
Yeah.
She was the only one to interview Jeff Leno.
That got her starting a business. But then, you know, we took her to another level.
Is that what we're saying?
She left us pretty quick.
Yeah,
well,
did
we
she,
are kind of.
She decided, yeah, you know what? That. I enjoy TV quite a bit more. And
she went
got
to
the
space
TV job.
It.
Yeah.
No, but she was already doing stuff during
Summer League.
No, during
in
NBA
the playoffs
finals.
As well.
Yeah, in the
yeah.
playoffs. She was already doing stuff. And now she's filling in at ESPN. Yeah, we are. Vanessa will be gone by next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either Amazon or
yeah,
ESPN
there's enough,
for sure.
There are enough outlets. If it's not ESPN, it will be some place.
She's good.
Yes.
Vanessa, she's a good person. I like Vanessa personally. I think she does a really good job on the sideline. Her questions are really good. She's a great rapport with the players and coaches. I think really highly of Vanessa. I think she does a great job.
You can't call in if it's the Julian. We think
no,
it is. You're banned
suspended.
Until next week.
Yeah,
you're banned
Julian.
Until next week. I'm sorry, Julian. You said Houston
yeah.
sports. You were trying to make fun of our entire city of sports. We're
yeah.
just not going to let you do that.
We learned that you
are suspended.
Said something stupid.
It's not a day
and
suspension. It's
no.
It's still Monday.
It's in a day pass, Julian.
Yeah.
So until Monday, you said trash-ass Houston sports. Hey, we can be upset with our products. You can't make fun of our products.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
You ain't, no. No, no, no. I mean, you can fight within the family, but...
Yeah, exactly.
You took a step too far.
Yeah, you went way too far. Like, we don't need to hear from a 49er fan talking about our sports.
I mean...
You guys are on some ancient burial ground where all your players get hurt. So we don't want to hear about this.
I mean, I can be accused of negative, but I have never and will never say trash-ass Houston sports. That's reserved for
a job.
That's reserved for Lance.
Yeah, that's fine. You can call me trash-ass. I don't care. I'm going to still keep on winning with these... I don't know with what. I'm just looking at stuff on my computer.
We chase the fight.
That's what we learn. We chase the fight. We do chase the fight.
Can this show have one of those match momentum things like we saw in World Cup, where I never really understood what exactly created match momentum? Was it noise in the crowd? Like
the
y'all
amount
saw
of time,
them, right?
Yeah, the amount of time you have the ball. Like if you have the ball for a significant amount of time,
but that's not
then
momentum.
The momentum. They say that's the momentum.
Well,
on
there
your
were
side.
Spikes though.
Yeah, well, and do you get shots on goal?
Yeah, if you're inside the opponent's half,
was that
with
a
the ball,
shot on goal? Was a spike maybe?
Maybe or just a sustained amount of possession in their third, the offensive third or something like that. But yeah, that's where that comes from. Hmm. And then you would see the goal. If the ball goes in the net, you'll see the little ball that signifies a goal. You want one of those? You want it directed at individuals, or how does the momentum designate it?
I don't know. Just have a momentum, like when the show gains momentum for something. Just spikes, you know? Just spikes. It could be John. It could be me. It could be you. It could be the show. It could just be show momentum, either one side of the chart or the other.
This is at the highest peak is where Doc Kaplan wants you to talk about him.
Well, so... Dr. Michael Kaplan, I'm very glad I met him. He has a lot of commercials on television when you watch baseball. You watch local baseball, you see Dr. Michael Kaplan, and he's a fun guy to talk to. Very fun guy. He's one of the most well-dressed doctors. He designs his own shoes. He's got, like, shoe game is crazy good. But I went to him because his balloon sinuplasty game is crazy good. His ability to go out there and clean out sinuses. It was a real issue for me, and it's one for my son Alec wants to have the same thing done. I have my deviated septum corrected, but the balloon sinuplasty, he is one of the pioneers. I just want to focus on that just for a second because there's a lot of people who could gain incredible relief with sinus problems, get breathing like you've never had before, get rid of headaches and pressure in the face and behind your temples that you've had because of this full sinuses that you just aren't going to be able to get rid of on your own. It's packed in there. It's too late. Well, it's not too late for Dr. Kaplan because balloon sinuplasty is incredibly effective, and it worked for me. It can work for you as well. Get with them. It's Dr. Michael Kaplan, KaplanSinusRelief.com. They're a full ENT office, so they can handle all ear, nose, and throat stuff. It's Dr. Michael Kaplan. It's go to KaplanSinusRelief.com and set up your appointment today. We were talking about Nick Skirt, and this isn't funny. Former Texas A&M and Purdue edge rusher, was drafted by Carolina Panthers a couple years ago in the second round. He suffered an ACL tear. I'm getting a second opinion, but that's what it's going to be. Suffered an ACL tear and will be out for the year for the Carolina Panthers. So not great news. And we talked about how much it sucks to hear that news coming out of camp because you always get these. There'll be one or two injuries in camp, and then it starts up the, why are the players, or if there's an injury in a preseason game, players should not be playing in preseason games. Players should not be doing any camp stuff. If you're going to have an injury, you're going to have an injury. Whatever, it happens. Well, Concept Mayhem says, now he's notoriously an Iowa fan. He says you can't get upsetting injury reports from your college football beat writers if they've already blocked you. And I said, I said, you want to tell me what this is about? He said, both of Iowa's beat writers blocked me when I manufactured a beef between them. One of them missed a game, and I tweeted at him that the other one is reporting you missed the game due to Tommy John surgery because of excessive pom-pom waving. He said something that pissed off both beat writers in one sentence. So they both blocked him.
You have to wave pom-poms in a college town.
Kind of, yeah.
You absolutely.
Well, do. Or you're the bad guy. John Cannizzaro, who is an Oregon beat writer, I think he's based in Portland, but he's the he's been a beat writer. He's talked about the Oregon Ducks. He's a columnist and a sports talk host. I'm not sure if he's still doing it, but he was one of the guys that, when it's going good, it's easy to say great things about it. And then when he tried to say anything that was contrary, if you try to point out and be objective, you get mauled.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Brown couldn't wait for somebody to say something that was even remotely critical. I guess we're the worst team in college football. I guess we can't do anything right at all, and this guy, all he wants to do is we're the worst. Everything that happens here is
Bill
terrible.
Bill O'Brien last year.
Oh, yeah, Bill O'Brien to Boston College. That's a terrible team. And the beat writer said something that didn't even seem inflammatory. Ask a question, and oh, my God, Bill O'Brien went off on him. Yeah, you're right, because college fans really hate hearing anything negative about their teams. Unless they're doing it in their own message boards or their own Reddit, they don't want to hear anything negative about their own team. And if a writer says something, he's a hack, he's this, that, and the other, a clown.
It's a cycle. It depends on where you are.
With your coach. Okay.
Because,
yeah, that's fair.
Because then it can turn into, if the coach isn't performing the way you want to, you guys are carrying water for them. You don't ask them the hard questions.
Right.
How come this thing that's on my mind isn't expressed and asked of this coach, so I need an answer for it? It's all a cycle. Because right now, at A&M, you would imagine, no one's looking to challenge Mike Elko. They've had two good seasons, and the fans are pretty happy. Of course, they would have rather had the playoff game go a different way. So no one's looking for someone from Tex-Ags or another spot to get in Mike Elko's kitchen. At the end of Jimbo Fisher's run, that's all fans wanted. Challenge Jimbo.
Yeah.
Mike Elko's at a point where no one's asking for that.
It's right same now. At LSU. If the fan base is done with them, then you have to attack if you're in the media. If the fan base is done, then you got to attack.
But it's free. It's for free reign.
But otherwise, you better be, And you ain't. By the way, you ain't getting access to the team because the coach is going to get. It won't give you access
which
if you're not
horse,
positive about
which
it.
Is horse crap. That you got to be pumped. I don't like it in politics. I don't like it in sports. You got to have some freedom of press. You have to. You want freedom of speech? Give that extends to freedom of press. Now you can do what Mac Brown did, but there was a story that
how most coaches are.
Not in pro.
No, in college.
In college,
well,
they
college.
Have.
Well, pros have rules on that stuff. You can't do
well,
that.
There's also Pro Football Writers Association.
Yeah, they have places where you can get pushback on the college level. What's the pushback? Who's going to fight you on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a college town, and like with Texas, they're the big orange bully. Texas A&M, I'm sure it's the same thing. College towns, that's just how it is. LSU, you're right. Now, if you're not going good, you're right. You're just part of just one of the masses just killing a coach or a program. Oh, yeah, you're celebrated then if you're a media member. But things have changed a little bit with NIL stuff. Players take a little more heat. Arch Manning, did you see this about Arch Manning, the story? I'm sure you guys did. There was talk about Colin Simmons. Talented edge rusher, said we need a different side of Arch if we want to get somewhere. So Arch definitely brought that side of him out, and I feel like as long as we trust and believe in Arch as a team and never look past him or look down at him, we're going to be okay. They said that one of the issues for Arch, Steve Sarkisian said he had never been a starter. A lot of us were pushing Arch to become the leader because it was his team. Arch always took the idea, quote, I haven't earned it yet. It was almost ingrained in him from his grandpa, meaning, Archie Manning. He said, you got to earn everything you get. It was the whole NIL. It was the leadership. It was all those things. So ironically, it took failure. It took all this adversity that he had to go through for him to get on the other side of it. So what they're saying is Arch had always been almost too humble to be like Archie Manning had said, hey, you don't deserve NIL yet. You don't deserve to be a leader. You have to earn the leadership. And that's very admirable. Here's the problem with it. It's just not realistic. If you're a quarterback and they say it's your team in college football, it's got to be your team right away. I just think he didn't play very well, but they seem to think he was just not being a leader just because he wanted to earn that leadership. And I get that. That's pretty, I mean, that's that's cool that he feels like he needs to earn that. That's great. And here's Sark saying that he, you know, Sark says it's failure and adversity that allowed him to get on the other side of it. Were we too hard on Arch by the end of the year? Because I know who he was for the first eight games of the year. We know who he was for the most part. Were we too hard? Was Arch a different guy by the end of the year, John? Do you remember?
I thought so.
You did think so?
I think we gave him credit when credit was due.
Okay, I'm wondering better. if maybe I'm just too hard on him.
You kept reverting back to the Mississippi State
game. Yeah, I keep looking at the whole thing. And when you're a young player, a lot of times you get better. What happened at Mississippi State maybe will never happen again. What happened at Kentucky, maybe he's past all that stuff.
Well, let's not forget. I mean, when he started, he was slow to process stuff. And the game slows down as you get older. And maybe the game is going to be slow for him now, and he'll be much better. I think Arch is going to be really good this year. And all of this, I mean, he is the second favorite. C.J. Carr is the favorite for the Heisman, but Arch is second.
Well, he was last year, too.
Yeah, right. But, again, he's got that year under his belt now.
How is C.J. Carr? That's kind of wild.
Just saw it this morning.
He's a quarterback at Notre Dame.
Well, and it's a pro. He's going to be a pro style, and I don't know. We'll see.
I'm very interested to see Arch. He's a big guy. He's athletic. He's not. What I have to get out of my mind is he's not going to be Peyton, and he's really not even Eli. Like, he is an athletic quarterback. Sark's going to have to play to some of that. Sark's going to have to get him out of the pocket and run him. Called runs.
Well, then he did. I mean, he was using his legs a lot more at the end of the year.
Was it called or was he just doing it?
I don't know. But whatever the case may be, yeah, he's a college quarterback. Run. Use those legs because he can run.
He was sidelined for most of the spring with a foot injury, but he's been medically cleared. Oh, no, no, no. Is that Arch that he's talking about? Yeah. Yeah, I just want to see a better passer. I don't think Arch is as good as I thought he was going to be as a passer.
That's funny because I didn't see that, his foot injury, when we were vacationing together in Cabo.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see it.
Did he have a boot on?
He didn't have a boot on. Did not have a boot on. No. No, he was doing everything.
You weren't able to detect anything?
I didn't detect anything. Nothing.
It's good. That's good for Texas people to know. As Arch was walking around in Cabo, John Granato.
What were you doing with him, by the way? What was he doing?
He was at the same resort.
They were both in the same place at the same time, but they didn't travel together. Yeah. But there's a connection there. Who's the one who
You
gave...
don't know we didn't travel together.
No, you told us before when you told the story.
Yeah, you've already had it.
Yeah, so. Sorry. Who's the one who either who interrupted Arch getting a dessert? Was that you or Lance? Like, there was a dessert going Arch's way, and somehow you got a hold of it?
Well, me.
Like, because there's
that was me.
So Frankie's fiance, his mom is Arch's godmother.
There's two Arch Manning things you've had, right?
I had some of his cake. She makes an unbelievable cake that Arch loves, so she sent it with him. He stopped at our house on the way. And I got some of the cake.
The fiance stopped at your house on the way.
Yeah.
And you ate some of Arch's cake before it got to Arch.
That's right.
Is that how that works? Like, a cake is going to some spot, some place, and the guy who's receiving it sees
nearly as much cake as he thought he was getting.
Sees a chunk taken out of it. Is that how that works?
That's how that works.
Hey.
Yeah.
There's a whole chunk of frosting knocked off.
Did anyone say, hey, John, maybe don't do that? Or was everyone taking a piece?
Everybody was grabbing something.
Oh, okay. How big was his cake?
He didn't need all that. I don't want him to get fat.
What do you care? He doesn't play for your school.
Nobody loves Texas more than I do.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody.
No one has thrown horns down more on this show than you.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't mean anything.
You've thrown horns down probably over 77 times.
You do it at...
That means nothing.
Now you're doing it double. Double time with the horns down. So I can't... You can't lie to the people, or at least mislead them and say that you are a Texas guy.
Love UT and the Aggies. I love all Texas teams.
I am called
like the Cowboys.
The Aggies call me an Aggie couple I know call me Longhorn Lance. Longhorn fans think I hate the Longhorns that I'm riding with the Aggies. Like, so whatever. Mm-mm. That means I'm doing it right.
I'm Aggie Johnny. Whoop.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want.
I know you can do it, but
I'm going to put on my milkman outfit and go whoop.
See, yeah, this is why they don't want you to do stuff. Milkman outfit. What do you feel
first? But first, I'm going to talk about Robin over here. Houston Powder Coat. Don't play that while I'm talking about Robin. She's a coug. I'm a coug.
But you're a horn. I thought you'd get excited.
Yeah. I am. Don't play that while I'm talking about Robin. Robin's a coug. I'm a coug. That's right. You're damn right she's a coug. And she's ready for you to get your powder coating done over at Houston Powder Coaters. Whatever it is, it's metal. It don't matter what's metal. Because, and listen, we are, well, you're getting towards the end of the summer. You know what? And think about this. Okay, you got a public pool, whatever. The summer is ending. The kids are going to go back to school. When the kids go back to school, get this stuff done. Get it powder coated. Don't wait until, because the holidays are coming up. People are going to want to have all of their stuff powder. Do you have some Shingot patio furniture? You're going to have people over for Christmas. This is the time to start thinking about getting that done. It's too hot to be sitting out there anyway, but your stuff is sitting out there in this weather, 1,000 degrees, and you're not using it, and it's getting beat up by the sun. Well, take care of it, okay? But the smartest thing is when you buy new patio furniture or car parts or boat parts or whatever parts, you powder coat it first so it'll last forever, okay? I can't say it lasts forever, but it's going to last a lot longer than if you don't powder coat. Listen, powder coating is the way to go. To save whatever metal it is, save it, okay, against the weather of Houston by going to HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Free pickup and delivery. Tell Robin you heard it right here, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
I think you guys could maybe use this. Japan has built a human refrigerator. It looks exactly like a human vending machine. It's a big steel, and it's got a window where you get in, sit down, and get out of the heat. Do you want a human refrigerator?
That sounds awesome. Although, yeah. I just call that air conditioning, but...
Right, but if in the middle of a warehouse or something, they've got a human...
You ever been in a Costco and gone into the... Sam's. You've gone into the where they have the produce or the milk... Feels good for about 1 second, and it's freezing cold quick.
Yeah, but that's great.
I don't know if I want to be in a refrigerator. Actually, yeah. Think about it.
In Bogota, an ex-porn star was elected into office on a platform of fighting for adult content creators' rights. Do you want to vote for Amaranta Hank?
So you notice that every time one of these stories comes up, whether it be ex-porn star becoming a politician or ex-porn star becoming something more than a porn star, it's never a guy. Like, oh, right. Yeah, male ex-porn stars never branch out.
No.
You don't ever hear about insert whatever name you
Jason
can think
Love,
of.
President of the United right. States.
Whatever.
Although, don't you think they'd get the female vote?
I'm not sure a male porn star? You don't think they're disgusted by those guys?
No. Who did we have on? Jeremy.
I think they're more sensible than
what's
we are.
Ron Jeremy. We had Ron Jeremy on. He looked so disgusting.
The Hedgehog? That was his nickname, the Hedgehog.
Wait, he said he still has women every day coming up to him.
Oh, I'm not. Them. I'm not saying
him
that
to be president?
There's a certain segment
no,
that
wanting
would like
to
yeah,
do
that.
Stuff.
Okay.
Like,
well,
do they want to vote for him? Like
no,
if Ron Jeremy
I got news for you. There's women every day who don't want Ron Jeremy to do stuff.
That
to
too.
Him.
He may Look have some women, but other women don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah. Well, but hideous. Why are women voting for women porn stars?
Who are they?
They are.
Or is this a man
I don't know.
Thing?
They're getting in office.
They're not. Well, I don't know.
Well, men vote. Men yeah. sometimes
you
vote
how,
for very
you know,
silly
you know
things.
Who's not getting in the office? Old porn stars. The one who have been out of the game for 25 and 30 years. See if they get the votes.
They generally turn to religion.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Well, I mean, they're actually, like Lisa Ann, she's got a career now.
Yeah, beyond that, but.
Not in politics.
No, in fantasy football, the last I saw.
Yeah.
She was arrested not that long ago.
Arrested?
I think she was arrested, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Can you type that in on your
arrested
computer?
At a Matt Rife concert. Oh, that was 2024.
Yeah, a bit ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no.
Escorted
no.
out.
All right, we're done. I got to catch a plane. I got to go. You have a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again on Monday. Everybody, have a wonderful weekend.
ESPN 97.5.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.